Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
Malka.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Go to stove.
Go to stove.
We will start. We're in section 16 of the Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam Commentary. We'll be starting with Pasuk 142. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabar Yichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akda, L'shem, Yudhe, Bovavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Zayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Alein Demaseh Yadeinu Kunanei Alein Demaseh Yadeinu Kunaneihu. Pasuk 142 Ve'la'it Pata Ve'ho Kadam Ve'kad Mata Le'ahu Darga it pata, penachash, begarim, mota le alma, willa it pata, kenoach, ekad nachat, umata, lehahu darga, maketi vayish, vayish, min hayayim. Yizkar v'yitkal b'toch achalo, achalo k'tiv v'hayat. The translation, and it was not enticed by them, as was Adam. Excuse me, as he was not enticed by them, as was Adam. Who, when he reached that same level, was enticed by the serpent and brought death upon the whole world. And Abraham was not enticed, as was Noah, of whom, when he went down to that grave, it is written, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. The Hebrew word is ohalo. Ohalo is spelled with an additional hey, which is the secret of a strange woman. My commentary. The discussion of Ohalo is discussed in the Zohar in the Parsha of Noah. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Is there a serpent of the sea and a serpent of the earth? Is there like two different energies?
I'm not clear on your question.
They associate that with Noah, with the water, you know, with the flood.
Right. When Noah entered the ark, he entered Zeranpin. When he left the ark, he entered the physical world, the Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
In Noah's case, when he entered Malchut, he became drunk. And he uncovered himself within his tent, or somehow he was uncovered within his tent. And the word tent is a word for malchut as well, which is what the discussion in Noah on Ohalo is about. And here it's saying that Ohalo is spelled with an extra hey, rather than normally when they speak of the tent, which is Ohel. and Ohel has the one hay. Ohalo has a second hay. So that represents the Malchut and then the negative system. So this is what the verse is discussing, that Abraham did not fall to the lower level that Noah fell to.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham did not fall to the lower level that Adam fell to when he ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. There was an indication of him getting into the physical world. And it was an indication of his lowering himself to a lower level of spirituality. And when he was in that physical world, in that lower level, the Satan enticed him, and he fell to the Satan's entreaties. So both Adam and Noah fell to lower levels when they entered the lower level of the physical world, or the Malchut. That's what the verse is explaining.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Pasuk 143. Aval be Avraham makiti v'yal Avraham mi Mitzrayim v'sale v'la nachet v'tav li'atreya v'darga ila'a v'yit devak v'ya v'kad meta v'yovada dahawa begin v'yachaza achmeta v'yit kayen v'kiyuma v'lim k'yit kachatzeleya v'la itpata v'kam v'kiyutma v'tav li'atzreya. Ha-negda, negba, da-darom, darga ila'a, ve'itached be'ya, v'kad meta, v'iktiv ha-lo, v'na-so'a, ha-negba, o'fakal, ha-negba, atar de'itaba, the translation, but what is written about Abraham? And Abraham went up out of Egypt, that he went up, not down, and he returned to his place, to the supernal grade to which he was previously attached. This action came to reveal wisdom. He deserved to reach full perfection because he was not enticed by the Egyptians. Rather, he remained entirely steadfast and returned to his place. The Negev means the south, Hesed of Zeranpin. This is the supernal grade to which he first cleaved, as it is written. And Avram journeyed, going on still toward the Negev. So here as well, to the Negev means to the grade to which he had previously cleaved. My commentary. The spiritual law is one must fall spiritually prior to rising. In this fall, one is exposed to sparks that one has the responsibility to elevate. If one uses binding by striking, the sparks are elevated and one returns to the level that one started. Then one can climb an easier path to a higher spiritual level. If not, one falls spiritually and must climb again to the previous spiritual heights, following a more difficult path. Questions, comments, thoughts?
That's pretty self-explanatory, I think. So I think we spoke about this once before, or some of it.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
One question you might ask is, why is the spiritual law that you have to fall before you can rise? Why does it have to be that way?
Because it's, you have to go and get the sparks. You know, at fallen, we're part of Adam, but we don't know which part. And so, you know, the sparks have fallen into Malkut or the Klipot. So to elevate that, we have fallen as well. You have to go down and gather, and you have to go through the processes, through the different sephirot to gather the sparks up.
Very good. Very true. But there's a deeper level also. Why couldn't God have created the system so that you didn't have to fall in order to gather the sparks? Why did he create it this way?
We wouldn't know his glory. That he was Ikad, he was the only master of creation. How would we know that if he didn't let us experience the process?
Well said. I would have described it from the standpoint of, if it is too easy, then there's no removing a bread of shame, and the purpose of creation doesn't get fulfilled.
Right.
You have to earn the light. You have to earn your spiritual level, and that means being tested in one way or another. And that's what spiritual falling is, a test.
Right.
Where you come down to a lower level in order to be tested whether you have the merit through your own effort to grow to the higher level.
Very well said.
Let's see. Number 144. Kahate raza demila I avram la yechot lemitzrayim vila yitzare taman bekad meta la yehehu lak adveya tekud shabarichu kegadna dalivno Kadba akud shabarichu lemer bad leya amachadara amashalim ulkarva lon legabeya ilanachatu bekad beta lemitzrayim vela itztarchun taman lo hawo Ama yechida dileya. The translation. Come and see the secret of this matter. Had Avram not gone down to Egypt and been purified, his destiny would not have been attached to the Holy One, blessed be he. And the same thing happened to his children. When the Holy One, blessed be he, wanted to join them to one nation, one perfect and complete nation, and bring them near to him. Had they not gone to Egypt first and been purified, they would not have become his one nation. My commentary is that the Pasuk is clear as written.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's narrow straight. That's like a rebirth. It's like going through the fire and being purified.
Correct.
And like you say, it's one of his. That was one of his tests, of course.
It's a test. If you pass the test, you follow an easier path. If you don't pass the test, you stay at the lower level, but you obviously can climb to a higher level in a more difficult way.
Right. So he brought
merit. And so the same thing, what happened to Abraham is he went down to Egypt, and then he came out, and he was elevated. He came back to where he was, and he continued to elevate. Then the children of Israel went down to Egypt to become the nation. And when they went out in the Exodus, they fell. They didn't stay elevated. But here is where we get the sense that whatever happened to the forefathers will happen to the children. We will be given that opportunity before the exile, before the redemption. We will have to go through these spiritual tests. That's what's called the birth pangs of Mashiach, which is what we were studying with Daniel yesterday.
That's, you're talking about the living will have to go through tests, because once you pass on, once you move on to another world, the other world, you can't, there will be no, will they be tests?
Technically, there are no tests in the spiritual world, because you cannot change your spiritual level. You have to come back into the physical world to grow spiritually.
So at the time of the Mashiach, we could reincarnate up until the time where until the time that peace comes upon the earth, and then the resurrection begins, right?
Correct. Or maybe the resurrection begins and the peace comes after that. There are differing opinions.
Okay. All right.
Verse 145, and this is the last verse in the section. Kegavna da'ila it yehivat ara kadisha liknan. The God Meta, Vishlot Balahawat, Arahu Kea, Viad Beyad Kucha Barihu, Pekola Hada. The translation. In the same manner, had the Holy Land not been given at first to the Canaanites, and had they not ruled over it, then this land would not have been destined to become the portion and lot of the Holy One, blessed be He. It is all the same secret. My commentary, what would the land become if the Canaanites were given the land and did not corrupt the land? Would they be the children of Israel? Questions, comments, thoughts?
That's a good question. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say because the land has to go through purification as well. And the individuals have to do their own purification or elevation or test. I'm thinking it's two different things. I don't know. That's my thoughts.
The land does have to be purified. But the land is connected to a human being. Each human being has its relationship to a spot, a portion of the land. So when the human being purifies, the land purifies. Otherwise, they are separated by greater space. So, in essence, if the Canaanites had not ruled over the land and corrupted it, then the children of Israel would not have sinned with the golden calf. Because just as the human being has the relationship to its spot of land, and as the land gets corrupted, the human being is drawn down spiritually. By the same token, the human being's positive actions elevate the land and purify the land. Because the things you have belong to you and are connected to you spiritually. I once described to you, when you go shopping for a couch, do you buy the couch or does the couch buy you? There's a connection between your soul, your spiritual body, your spiritual essence, and the spiritual essence of the couch. That's why the couch says, I want to be revealed. I want to be utilized as to have a human being sit on me. And the couch chooses that person who walks into the store and has the consciousness in affinity with the couch to buy it. And therefore, the actions of the human being prior to or after is going to purify both the body of the human being and the couch itself.
I go back to the thought about God asked each nation if they wanted to accept the Torah.
Right.
And evidently the Canaanites did not, you know. So, and I guess that's why I thought they were two separate entities.
Well, the Canaanite nation is its own nation.
Right.
But they were never given the relationship to the land that the children of Israel were given. They always were occupying it. They weren't connected to it. Two different levels of consciousness.
Okay. Makes sense.
We're out of time, and we've also finished the section. So tomorrow we'll start on section 17.
Okay, thank you.
Kodesh Tov, and have a good evening. Our 7 o'clock class will be on the writings of the Ari for the Parasha of Bo.
All right, thank you. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.